This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the impact of small gifts. As an entrepreneur, I can easily recall those days when I would refrain from giving because I couldn't give in the way that I really wanted to give. Sometimes I didn't have enough time to give of myself in the way that I really wanted to, so I just wouldn't volunteer my time at all. Other times, I may not have had enough money to give the gift that I really wanted to give, so I would either give what I could afford and feel some sense of shame about that, or I would just not give at all. And today, I have a completely different take on giving. I understand that God does not measure giving in the same way that society measures it. And this is made crystal clear in the story about the widow's offering. So the story tells of one day when many rich people put large sums of money in the treasury of the temple. They deposited all types of coins in donations as they were giving from their abundance. But there was a widow who came in and she only deposited a couple of coins. Unlike the others, she was giving from her heart and she was giving what she had. And that got Jesus's attention enough to talk to his disciples about this type of giving later on. So we should remember that he sees us, and he knows the motivation behind our giving. So when you're in a place where you may not be able to give the way that you want to, don't let that stop you from giving something from your heart. And as you think about your next gift, hold on to this. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Luke 6:38. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, let your small gift have a big impact.